news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell finally announced Wednesday that they'd reached a power-sharing deal for the chamber, which is split 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris, the tie-breaking vote, giving Democrats a majority. The Senate had been deadlocked since January 20th, when Democrats took over the majority, but Republicans remained in control of committees. Now it's time to get to work. Back to the Senate in a moment, but first, the dysfunction in the House Republican caucus continues Thursday after a five-hour conference meeting on Wednesday that saw Liz Cheney retaining her leadership position and Marjorie Taylor Greene getting a standing ovation? Yeah. Green, the QAnon-believing, conspiracy theory-promoting, and violent rhetoric-spewing freshman from Georgia, is facing a floor vote on Thursday over whether she should be stripped of her committee assignments. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy could have done that, but he didn't. So now every Republican member of the House must go on record in a vote, either disavowing her or supporting her. On the other side of the coin is Liz Cheney, who in a rare show of integrity from one with her last name, or virtually any Republican for that matter, voted to impeach Donald Trump for inciting an insurrection on January 6th. The Trump lemmings wanted retaliation, so they voted Wednesday on a motion to remove her from leadership. But it was a secret ballot, and it failed, 145-61. I wonder how that would have been different if it was a roll call vote. Oh, and one person voted present. It must have been Kevin McCarthy. Okay, back to the Senate. Now that the Republicans' delay tactics have ended, Democrats are ready to get to work. And they may be at it all night long. They're expected to pass a budget resolution by the end of the week, that's tomorrow, that would allow them to bypass the 60-vote filibuster threshold on their coronavirus relief bill. But first, they have to get through an amendment votorama. As of Wednesday night, almost 550 amendments had been filed. Republicans are laying potential traps as they try to get Democrats on the record over controversial issues. Similar situation going on in the House with the Marjorie Taylor Greene vote, but that's the Republicans' own fault. They could have avoided that. Anyway, with the Republicans back in the minority, their ability to force votes in the Senate is limited, making this free-for-all a rare political opportunity. And on top of that, Trump's second Senate impeachment trial begins Monday. Buckle in. This is going to be a rocky road. The Justice Department has now brought more than 180 federal criminal cases against rioters and others connected to that January 6th uprising at the Capitol. Newly confirmed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the type of domestic terrorism seen at the Capitol is, quote, one of the greatest threats to the U.S. right now, echoing the findings of a 2020 Homeland Security report, which you didn't hear much about because, well, Trump. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has also ordered a staggered pause of operations across the entire U.S. military over the next 60 days so commanders can review the handling of extremism among their ranks. Good. So the song tells us there are 525,600 minutes in a year. A new projection from the Centers for Disease Control says that more than 530,000 people in the United States could die of COVID-19 before the end of February. That would make about one death every minute of the pandemic here in the U.S. alone. The CDC, now back under suitable direction, has also expressed concern about new data suggesting the UK strain of COVID is even more deadly than the original one. American researchers are assuming there are far more cases of these international strains out there than are being reported. But there is some comforting news, too. Global vaccine confidence is rising, according to a survey, with more than half of the people in 15 countries saying they'd take the vaccine if offered. And COVAX, a vaccine-sharing initiative, has announced its plan to distribute more than 330 million doses to developing nations in the first half of the year. In other news, the United States has extended a key nuclear arms control treaty with Russia for the next 5 years. The New START treaty, the only one left regarding the two largest nuclear arsenals in the world, was set to expire on Friday. It allows for verifiable limits on Russian intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers. President Biden made the treaty's renewal a priority once he was in office, even as he launched a review of Russian malfeasance, ranging from the SolarWinds hack to the alleged bounties Moscow offered for the death of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The treaty is one of several delicate issues the U.S. will have to work with Russia on, including efforts to sanction North Korea and ensure stability in Afghanistan. The Virginia Senate voted 21-17 along party lines to abolish the death penalty, paving the way for the state to become the 23rd in the nation to end capital punishment. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam has said he would sign the bill. Quote, "The practice is fundamentally inequitable. It is inhumane. It is ineffective. And we know that in some cases, people on death row have been found innocent." Way to go, Governor. Oh, and there's this. A former Ohio police officer who fatally shot 47-year-old Andre Hill, an unarmed black man who had been holding a cell phone, has been indicted by a grand jury in Hill's death. Adam Coy, the cop who shot Hill on December 22nd, after responding to a non-emergency call, was indicted on charges of murder, felonious assault, and dereliction of duty. It's about time. And remember Kyle Rittenhouse? He's the 18-year-old who crossed state lines to go into Kenosha, Wisconsin, where he shot and killed two unarmed Black Lives Matter protesters and has become sort of a hero to the MAGA crowd? Well, Kyle Rittenhouse has violated his bond agreement by apparently moving out of his home without notifying the court, and now Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a warrant for his arrest. In a court filing, prosecutors said several attempts to contact the teenager have failed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.